Hello, friends. It's time for Book Talk. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me is our dear friend, Amy Cianci, rhymes with Beyonce. Hello, Amy.
Hi, Nanette. How you doing?
Listen, I can't wait to hear about the new children's books. I know that you've got Juntos, Living with Alzheimer's by Silvio Delgado, and The Adventure of Little Billy. Tell us all about that, and then let's find out what else is coming out from St. Petersburg Press.
Oh, well, we've had a very busy summer at St. Petersburg Press. Not to brag, but yeah, I guess it is bragging. For the first time since we started business in 2018, we actually had to close our production year 2025 because we had too many projects, which I'm very proud of and I'm kind of sad for because I never like to tell somebody, oh, I can't do it. But so our most recently published was a beautiful children's book called Juntos, Living with Alzheimer's, which is about talking to kids about those big family issues like grandparents and maybe even parents having illness and how to cope with that with your kids.
And how appropriate that is because it is Hispanic Heritage Month.
It is, yes. And this book is written in what we lovingly call Spanglish. So it seamlessly moves between English and Spanish, which is great for those families that are bilingual. And it's also great for kids who are learning to speak more than one language.
Tell us a little bit about the author, if you would.
Silvio Delgado is an educator. He's been an educator for many years. He's also very, very good with kids. And this was something he and his own siblings were going through. So on a personal level, this is very important to him to talk about this.
So wonderful. And then, of course, there is another book by Barry Farber. Tell us a little bit about Barry and his new book.
Oh, Barry Farber is a wonderful guy. He's been in business for a lot of years. He invented so many cool things, including the Folds Flat Pen. And more than 20 years ago, this book originally came out in 1991. And Little Billy and In Search of the Magic Tree was about leadership and character building for young children. Barry, who writes a lot of, how to do better in business books and self-help books, had kind of boiled down his teachings into five secrets. And he created this so that caregivers and family members can communicate what builds character in a little kid. And this year we are celebrating with a special edition hardcover of Barry's book, Little Billy. And it is vibrant. It is beautiful. We've gone back to the original illustrations and done it some real justice. And we're very excited to re-release this book.
I love the wiser old owl at the top and especially Little Billy's green socks. So, I was really excited to see that the fourth thriller in the Topic Bay Tropics series, novelist George Fleming, is back. Tell us a little bit about that new book.
Yes. So George was one of our very first authors at St. Petersburg Press. And when he first retired, he told me he wanted to write 20 books in 20 years. He had big visions for this series.
He and Randy White, right?
Yes, yes. What he's been able to develop is a good cast of characters. It's right here in Tampa Bay. You'll recognize a lot of local dives, local hangouts, and local venues that he's used in creating these plot twists and fun. This particular book is kind of an origin story of the two main characters, how they met, fell in love, and got married.
Bonaire Blonde. And listen, folks, we'll have the link to Bill DeYoung's Arts Alive interview with George Fleming on the article that goes with the audio. What else is coming out from St. Pete Press?
Oh, geez. We have another six books in the works right now. The next one that's coming out is written by Bonnie Whitehurst with illustrations by Leah Lopez. It's called It Takes All Kinds of Music. And she's a musician, and she wants to tell children, it's a children's book for young readers, about how you hear music in everything every day. So everyday sounds, everyday noises, even traffic and storms is music. It's a very sweet book. So we're excited about that one coming out very soon.
And that is so appropriate to have that interview on Radio St. Pete because we are where local music lives. I love the idea of that. And of course, Marcus Gottschalk over at Warehouse Arts District has taken that to a higher level. He has storm sound. So this is kind of like a trend now in St. Pete, isn't it?
Yeah, we had it's kind of the summer of children's books. I love doing them though. They're so beautiful. And our local artists are just incredibly talented. So we love working with that.
What else?
Also coming up, we have, Peter Kagayama, who is a local sociologist and he researches the cities and all kinds of wonderful things. He's one of our authors. We're going to re-release his book, The Emotional Infrastructure of Places. It's going to be a nice second edition with some renewals in that. So we're working on that. We've got another book from one of our repeat customers called The Ballad of the Wayward Child. So you'll be hearing more of that.
Is
coming
that my story?
Up soon. It's very good. It's very good. That's with Kevin Rankin. And we have a devotional, a 365-day devotional called Promises on the Path. And that is written by Patricia Phillips. She's local to the Loman community and includes her photography of Loman Park.
Oh, how fantastic. We'll have to have Rui do something on that for Historically
St. Pete. It's beautiful, yeah.
What do you love best about developing and editing these books and birthing these beautiful babies for St. Pete Press?
Well, I love that you say birthing babies, because I do tell every author I work with that I am the doula, right? And there'll be moments when it's painful, and there'll be moments when it's beautiful. And the idea is that I partner with them, you know, which is makes St. Petersburg Press kind of unique in this way, that every decision is something that the author and I make together. The author is still very much in charge of where their intellectual property ends up, how it ends up looking, and this is definitely a partnership. So when I work with an author, they're part of the St. Pete Press family forever, and it's an enjoyable and wonderful experience each and every time.
We love that, and we love the fact that Bill DeYoung, a St. Pete catalyst, often interviews them, and who he doesn't interview, we will. So Amy, what are you reading right now? What's on your bookshelf?
Oh my gosh, my bookshelf is so deep. I have probably 25 books just waiting for me to read, and that doesn't include manuscripts that come in every day. So I read a little bit of everything. I mean, sometimes I'll just wander around in Book and Bottle, and I'll say, "What? Give me something to read. What do you recommend?" And they'll send me home with a stack. So I love that.
Well, we'll hear from Dominic in a few minutes here, and so we've had a wonderful time visiting with you, Amy. We look forward to having you back, folks. Go to stpetersburgpress.com. Amy Cianci is a great local treasure. She has other hats that she wears, and we'll have her back in studio to talk about those. Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, Annette. This was wonderful.